Hello, and welcome to the Mental Health in the Workplace audio download for relaxation. So what we need to do first is get you into a nice, comfortable, safe position, either sitting down comfortably with your feet flat onto the ground and your hands in your lap, or lying comfortably on a bed. Whichever suits you best is absolutely fine. And now, you're sitting comfortably. I'd like you to close your eyes and just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. You'll be aware of other sounds too. Sounds from inside the room. Sounds from outside. Other rooms, other people, other noises. Just sounds around the building. But these won't disturb you. They won't distract you. In fact, all sounds, including the sound of my voice, will help you to relax. Because just for now, the world outside is absolutely unimportant. Nobody wanting anything, nobody needing anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do now, except to relax. Now, I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realise that tension often starts with the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles in your face, just let them go slack. The cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax because you can actually feel the skin settling, smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth opens slightly, but whatever's best for you, just let it happen. Unclench your teeth and relax your tongue, because when you're physically relaxed, you can be more mentally relaxed. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, letting all tension drain away as you think down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists and into your hands, right the way down into the very tips of your fingers and tips of your thumbs, just letting all those muscles let go and relax. And now, think about your breathing, noticing your breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more. So you can let any tension in your chest area simply drain away as you think on down through your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. Think down into your back now, the long muscles on the side of your spine, all the little muscles that connect to those. Just relaxing now, letting go. Releasing that tension down into your waist and your main thigh muscles and your main thigh muscles, those long muscles as I gently unwind as you think on down through your knees, down through your shins and calves. Just allow those areas to relax and let go as you think on down through your ankles, through your feet, into the tips of your toes, all the muscles of your body now, beautifully relaxed and easy, very easy. You're about to enjoy a very pleasant and very beneficial experience, so that these things that you used to dream about can now become a reality. Being here now, eyes closed, relaxed. And you know you don't need to listen to each word that I say or don't say, as your conscious mind just drifts away to those pleasant scenes in your imagination. And your subconscious will understand and pay great attention to everything I say or don't say as relaxation continues. Nothing bothers you, nothing disturbs you. And it's thoughtful how you do feel relaxed, so completely relaxed, easily and effortlessly, comfortably relaxed. And as you drift deeper now, even deeper, with each word that I utter, with each breath that you take, begin to wonder if you've ever had that pleasure of giving into sleep or trying to stay awake. But you drift and you dream for a while, and then you drift and you dream even more, even deeper. And that is indeed a special feeling. And you do know that feeling, don't you? The sensation of drifting away while those noises in the background of awareness continue. And your mind first drifts away when a word or a phrase reminds your mind of all those things that are needed for you. The beautiful characteristic of allowing you to be good for you, to feel free and comfortable, to discard old fears and inhibitions, to eliminate old unwanted feelings, to resolve old issues, to recognize the good times in your life, to explore and expand your capabilities for joy in your life, to explore new ways of experiencing joy in your everyday life. It is from positive experience that you learn how to use your confidence in a way that builds and grows stronger every day. Increase self-worth, recognizing even more than before that only good and positive thoughts are of value to you, that negative thoughts harm you. They actually harm you. You allow only good and positive thoughts. It is so very easy to be that person who does not allow for mistakes to be made. And it can be a comfort to know that an error is simply an opportunity to do it differently next time. Perfection is almost never needed. And even champion athletes are never perfect all of the time, and sometimes get it wrong. It's interesting to observe that when the Navajo Indians weave their beautiful rugs and blankets, they always leave a knot, an imperfection, so that the gods are never angered that they are trying to be gods themselves. It can be comforting to know that you can give yourself permission to feel safe and enjoy those things that are important, knowing that the world will not come to an end if you live a knot, so that the gods know that you are not challenging them, just doing the best you can and leaving it at that. And as you go deeper now, just listening to the sound of my voice, you can be aware of those comfortable heavy feelings of legs, of arms, of your entire body that seems to float in time and space. These hypnotic sensations that allow you to know that you have travelled from one state of awareness into another state in a calm and confident way. And I wonder now if you can allow those feelings to continue, those comfortable, relaxed sensations of mind and body. And as you drift and dream, my voice drifts with you. You now look to the future in that way that tells you that things will go well, that you will succeed, that you are special, attractive, intelligent and capable. And then this way you program yourself to succeed, and you will succeed. You now look to the future and see only good things and good people happening to you. As you move forward to grasp opportunities, seeing those opportunities clearly, intensely aware that all your worthwhile goals are attainable. You have all the confidence you need to build upon, all the capabilities and capacities to be that person that you want to be, special and exciting. You and you alone have your best interest at heart. You now take control of your life. Now, you are taking control. You trust your own judgment on all things, and you know that you have your best interest in those who are close to you, within your control. And it's with profound satisfaction now that you undertake and commit yourself to your own best interest, utilizing to your highest potential your capability, your special qualities, accepting your feelings of self-congratulation as you achieve your worthwhile goals. You find it easy to concentrate on what is important to you. Your subconscious mind helps you in those ways, reminding you of your successes, of your positive abilities, of all your special qualities. Others appreciate you more as you demonstrate your confidence. Your positive approach allows those around you to have confidence in you. And as your confidence grows and manifests itself in your day-to-day success, now your creativity discovers new ways of releasing itself to become effective and part of your own special personality. You impress and amaze all with your clarity of thought and expression of new ideas and input into every situation. Once the bystander, now at the forefront, establishing yourself as that interesting, positive person that you are. You can now be aware that you are the equal of all, relaxed and comfortable in every situation. You are realizing now, with greater clarity each and every day, that you can unlearn that feeling of fear or lack of confidence. You now take a deep breath. Relax yourself from head to toe and take the image into your mind of you, happy and secure, confident and self-assured. As you tell yourself, I can, I will. This comfortable, pleasant image soothes your mind, and all fear and self-doubt leaves you completely. You unlearn fear by being positive and realizing that the only thing that can hurt you is the fear itself. No longer do you accept fear or negativity. You banish in their entirety all unwanted, inappropriate thoughts and symptoms, allowing only good things and positive thoughts and feelings to grow and become part of your special personality. You do this easily because you are in control. It will become easier and easier for you to do this as you take control. And you will take control. And while you're pondering those words, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there were two trees growing by the bank of a river. A tall tree and a small tree. And that small young tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible. And when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving, moving and dancing. It would see so many things when it changed its perspective. And that big tree was so inflexible. It used to envy the small tree, but it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day, He'd asked the small tree, how do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things? And the little tree said, well, you must kind of just let go. And you just let it happen. So the next time when the wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go. And the little tree said, you can do it. You can make those changes. No need to be afraid. Your roots go down deep into the ground. And you can have inner stability, even though you're moving with the winds of change. Enjoying the dance, that inner dance of life. And you can allow that to happen all by itself. And the big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. Because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learned, as it got more flexible in its behaviour and its perceptions, that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it danced and swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns. You could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things, so happy to know that it could recall in a new way pleasant images and memory. The past and the future are only products of our thoughts, interpreted by what we tell ourselves, moment by moment. And as our lives consist of all of these moments, then life can pass us by very easily. So, if we spend time using our thoughts to worry about the past or the future, then we become trapped in that cycle of negative thinking. It's so much easier to become involved in the moment, completely involved in everything that's happening around you. And when you do, you'll find it so much easier to remain calm, comfortable, and so relaxed, at peace with yourself and everything around you. Why not tell yourself that each and every day is an opportunity to feel relaxed, confident, and so much more in control of your thoughts and feelings. And this will happen easily and naturally because you choose to feel these things by using the power of your mind. And you will begin to notice and enjoy the positive changes in your life. And as you enjoy every day, feeling more alive, more motivated, more confident, and noticing just how good you feel in your body, more energized, more healthy, aware of how easily you now function, both in mind and body. As you tell yourself now, each and every day, how relaxed and comfortable you feel, growing in confidence more and more, your mind feeling clearer than ever, becoming more focused, seeing any problems for what they are, putting them into perspective, and dealing with them so easily, so effectively, and so confidently, that it comes as a pleasant surprise. And you begin to wonder why they ever caused you any problems in the first place. And then you realize that it doesn't really matter, because those things that used to bother you before, in the past, just don't seem to bother you anymore. Because you know, you can just leave them behind, in the past. where they will never bother you or trouble you again. Because you've learned the key to success in life, and that's confidence. Confidence in your ability to deal with whatever life has in store, day by day, sure in the knowledge that your confidence is building slowly but surely. With every breath you breathe and every word I speak, until you rapidly become that confident, self-assured individual that you've always wanted to be, that you are now, and will continue to be, today, tomorrow, and every day for the rest of your life. And as we come to the end of this recording, you can allow yourself to open your eyes feeling refreshed and replenished and revitalized. Or you can continue to relax until you fall into a deep, replenishing sleep.